You're listening to Sunday Reflections on Gripped.
So this Sunday, the Gospel is taken from St. Mark. It's chapter 6, verse 30 to 34. And the apostles come back after Jesus has sent them out in pairs to preach the gospel with the authority to heal the sick and to cast out demons. So they go off in pairs and they go around and they come back jubilant and I suppose full of energy. And they tell Jesus all that they have done and taught. And the Gospel of Mark is a little bit shorter. Some of the other Gospels kind of give a little bit more detail that how excited they are that the Spirit gave into them and that they could heal. But in these contexts, it's Jesus then straight away who is kind of, to a certain extent, dampening the spirit that it is not about these things. It's not about the miracles that can be worked, because the miracles are only there to support the message. And the message is to repent, to believe the gospel, and to open our hearts to God. And I suppose then after the resurrection, after Jesus has risen from the dead, that opens then for us the possibility of become really starting a relationship, not to just know about God, but to know God in this deep, intimate way, to know God as we know nobody else. That is the message of the gospel, to repent, to break down the barriers and the walls that we build around ourselves, making ourselves into little fortresses, focusing on ourselves, but to break those down and to open ourselves up to community, to share with others, and foremost God, who then gives us his supernatural life within us that is transforming our lives. And I think that is, to a certain extent, the best kept secret, is that really makes a difference to our lives. But the problem is we just have to do it. It's not something we can just turn on or off, or it's something we have to experience ourselves. And even if we can look at so many witnesses around us, currently, hopefully people we know, but also the saints recent and in earlier times, who really show us the power of the gospel, how God can make the weak strong, how we can use weakness to let his power shine forth. And to a certain extent, that is what happens also with the apostles, who are, at least some of them were not, supposed the most educated, didn't study the law, the theology of the time. They weren't Pharisees, they weren't scribes. No, they were middle class or lower class citizens at the time. But they went out with the power of the gospel, and the power of God and the Spirit behind them, to do these works, to give witness to the message that Jesus was giving them. So then after they come back to Jesus, Jesus says to them, "You must come away to some lonely place all by yourselves and rest for a while." And that is fundamental. That if we do work, any work, I suppose, but especially if we look in the context of proclaiming the faith, the gospel, we can't be working all the time. We can't spread the gospel and give the gospel all the time, because if we only do that, we kind of lose the touch with God ourselves, and we can't give what we don't have. So the only way to kind of be authentic and be able to share the gospel with others is first of all to start with our own life, to spend time in prayer, to go alone and find some rest for our souls. Suppose we need rest too. I mean, after being tired and having done work, like the apostles were on the road, so we need physical rest. But in this case, I think it's especially, they go away with Jesus. They're not going off on holiday, they go away with Jesus, spend time with him and rest with him, to dwell with him. When we think of the context of the abiding with him, as we find it in the first chapter of St. John. It is this whole sense of spending time with. And as Jesus goes often in the morning, early, before anybody awakes, to pray to the Father and be in communion with him, so we need to do that, to get up and to spend time with Jesus, to kind of, to be revived and to be able to get what we need to be able to share what we experience ourselves with others. Because while the relation with between God and ourselves is very personal, is very much something that is really between us and God, while the experience is different for a lot of people, at the same time, human experiences are similar. So even from the point of view that if we are close to God, we can share some of that with those around us. So that is, I think, a very important aspect of our lives, that we have to make sure that we get our prayer, our relationship with God first, and allow that to touch our hearts. It's only when we experience that, when we actually allow that to happen, give that time, be patient, give it weeks, months, sometimes of perseverance, but to really allow that change to make a difference in our lives, and then we can move on, and if we feel that call to proclaim the gospel, but even also to share it with just those around us, because the joy of the gospel ultimately is something that we don't want to keep for ourselves. Because once we authentically come to the Lord and allow our hearts to be changed, then automatically we want to share that love as well. Because love always wants to share. Charity always wants to reach out. So that is the challenge, I suppose, to really give the time to God, but then also to follow the example of the apostles, to go out and preach the gospel to the whole world, but first of all starting with those around us.